I steer away from calling it a crisis because I think it is a human reality that we're dealing with. It is largely a refugee movement, partially because it's mostly Syrians who are moving and Eritreans, Afghans, Iraqis, all of them fleeing conflict that stretches now from Western Africa across to the East China Sea. So it's no surprise that many people are on the move, but it's also mixed movement. There are people there who are victims of trafficking. There are a lot of unaccompanied minors. Many of Syrians are going north to join their families or for family reunification.
During this difficult time in the destination countries and in the countries of origin, what are the rights for migrants and refugees that are not fulfilled right now?
Well, of course, you have the 1951 Geneva Convention that provides protection to all those who are fleeing strife and persecution. Many of these people undoubtedly will qualify for that protection. We have made a point that we think that all persons heading north now should receive at least temporary protective status and let their category, particular category, be defined so that we can all help. Some of these people will find places, the ones who don't qualify for asylum may find places in the labor market. Some will perhaps wish to go home. And if they wish to go home voluntarily, there are those of us like IOM who can assist. But it's a large group, many categories.
But what about the concerns of the countries in Europe, for example, the destination countries, the concerns whether they are security or economical? How would you talk to countries about this?
Well, there are a lot of fears out there, and it's important that governments try to help people to deal with their fears through programs of public education, public information, awareness raising, that these are largely people who are fleeing conflict or abject poverty, and they need to be treated with dignity. I would hope that the conditions in the reception centers, for example, could be improved, because right now a lot of these are substandard. So it's important that these are human beings who need to be treated with dignity. And there are a lot of organizations like the International Organization for Migration who would like to assist and support them. We are present in nearly 500 places around the world. We're in every European country, and we're ready to support, as many others are, our partners.
What are you doing exactly to try to help these countries that are receiving now unprecedented numbers of refugees and migrants?
Well, first of all, we're in a very productive dialogue with the European Union, both with the Council and the Commissions. We're in dialogue with the individual 28 member states, all of whom are member states of IOM. We are helping to register. We're helping to provide technical assistance at the borders, setting up small reception areas where we can assist these people. We are ready to also, for those who don't qualify, failed asylum seekers and others who wish to go back home, we can assist them both at the point of destination and the point of origin. And the dialogue that the EU is conducting with the African Union, we are also supporting that, and we'll be at Malta for the talks in November.
What goes through your mind when you see the images on TV for the migrants and refugees?
What goes through my mind is a recollection of history. Our organization was founded in 1951 in order to assist those ravaged by the Second World War, to take them to secure harbors in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and elsewhere. My mind goes back to that. My mind goes back to those who came out of the Indochina War and who were settled safely on other shores. And I'm saying to myself, maybe these people are in very much the same condition, and we need to be helpful, we need to be patient, we need to be understanding.
One of the reasons you're here in the United Nations is to participate in the high-level meeting the Secretary General is organizing on migration and refugees. What are you trying to achieve or hope to achieve from this meeting?
First of all, I'm very grateful to the Secretary General because he has been very consistently supportive of a more humane and dignified approach to those who are forced to flee from conflict and other circumstances. I'm hoping out of this will come a much greater awareness of the time that we live in now, that migration has become a mega trend of our century, and our policies are largely out of date. They haven't kept up with human reality. There was a quadrupling of the population of the world in the 20th century. many more people moving than before, and many more conflicts. So I think this will be a great contribution. I look forward to taking part.